Hey there, friend. Happy Monday or Tuesday or Friday or whatever it is that you decide to listen to your favorite podcast episodes. Welcome to this edition of Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie Hake and I am your host. Today, I'm going to give you five solid tips for dealing with overeating. Now, whether this is situational for you or even if you feel like this may be more of a chronic issue, I hope to share some key action steps as well as insight for you to just continue to heal your relationship with food to be a happier, healthier version of you. All right, let's get to it. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food, exercise, and their bodies. I am on a mission to help you redefine the word fit, to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fierce. We all know that friend or family member or coworker or somebody in our social circle who is so easy to just pass up food, right? Somebody brought cookies to the office or somebody last minute decides to want to go out to eat or something. And they're just very easy to just go, oh, no, thank you. I'm full. I've had enough. And depending on where you're at in your journey with food and exercise in your body, that can be pretty mind-blowing. I know for me personally, I have struggled with overeating for many years. I have clients who I work with on a weekly basis who find this part of the journey very tough. And maybe this just happens to you once in a while, or if it's something that you feel like is a chronic issue, you know, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer today, but I do want to bring to light, you know your body best, right? And the purpose of this podcast is to help empower you, to help you feel more confident around your body, your relationship with food. But I am not a medical doctor. This is not for medical advice. And so, like I said, you are the expert. So if you feel like something is off, whether it's your behaviors or just something with your body's not right, you know, I encourage you, don't sit on that. Don't sit on that before it's too late, but go get help. You know, there's nothing wrong with asking for help or even just checking in with a medical professional if you're just not sure. So whether that's your primary care physician, a dietitian, you know, feel free to reach out to me. I would be happy to at least help connect you with whoever that specialized person is going to be to help you make those next steps. Regardless of the stage that you're at with your relationship with food, I encourage you to grab a notebook, grab your notes app on your phone, and take some notes, because I really think these action-oriented steps are going to give you some real nice tools in your toolbox that you can use the next time you're in a situation where you have overeat or you're worried that you might overeat in this upcoming situation. So tip number one, we need to first identify what fullness actually feels like. I've found that many clients find it really easy to identify that extreme feeling of fullness, that post-Thanksgiving meal, you ate all the mashed potatoes and the stuffing, you need to put on your stretchy pants, like you just feel bloated and uncomfortable. But recognizing that there's stages to fullness, right? And so starting to bring maybe some words or some adjectives to how you would describe that to somebody else. And I also want you to not think just physically, but what are you feeling emotionally after you overeat or once you get to a feeling of fullness? Do you feel guilty when you ate a lot of food? Do you feel content? Do you feel tired? Do you feel happy? Like, start to just bring awareness to it, right? Because that's really the biggest, most foundational step in order to making change, is that we have to identify what's going on first, right? If we can't identify at a baseline what's happening, it's very difficult for us to make progress moving forward. Now, I've said this before and I'll say it again, but I really encourage that you start keeping a food journal. Oftentimes we think of a food journal just as I've got to track my calories, I've got to track what's going in, what's going out, but start to shift how you use a journal. You know, you can track other things than calories. You can track, how do I feel after I eat this meal? How do I feel before I eat this meal? What am I feeling physically? How are my clothes fitting? What is my brain saying? Like, there's so many different things that we can track progress towards that I guarantee you will have a much greater impact than knowing how many calories was in that skinny pop that you just ate. Tip number two, we're talking about fullness, so we also need to talk about hunger. So ladies, guys, whoever's listening, I need you to stop ignoring your hunger. Like stop just taking another drink of water and saying, oh, I'm just thirsty, or trying to pop another lifesaver in your mouth. Like stop ignoring it. When your body is talking to you, when your stomach's growling, when you know you're getting lightheaded, your body's trying to tell you something, you know, and we're never going to get that foundational trust with our bodies if we're ignoring the biological cues that it's giving us. So stop ignoring your hunger and identify the last time that you overate. What happened before that situation? So, you know, I know, for example, there have been days in my past and still in my present where I will just work all day, or I'll be teaching multiple fitness classes in a day and, you know, trying to just cram too many things in an hour and ignore my hunger, right? Or sometimes I have to do that. Like sometimes if I'm teaching back to back and depending on what time it is around dinner time, I don't have access to food until, you know, 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And what do you think happens once I get home from teaching those classes back to back or being at the gym and not packing a snack? I am hangry, right? We've all been there where you just all logic of what you are going to eat, how you're feeling, like any sort of attunement with your body goes out the window. I can also think back to a time when I had a disordered relationship with food. And if I knew that I was going out for Mexican with friends that night, or if I knew we were going out partying that weekend, I was intentional about not eating or suppressing those hunger signals throughout the day so that I wouldn't feel as guilty about eating out or eating out for a meal. And, you know, the reality is, looking back, what happened is that by the time I got to that meal, that social setting, I was so hungry that I just ate whatever was in sight, right? And we're not going to get too much into that today, but there's so much more complexity that comes behind that, right? It's not just then I'm uncomfortable, but I also feel that loss of control, like, or guilt, or why couldn't I just stop eating the chips, right? There's oftentimes for many people, like I said before, not just the physical feelings, but there's an emotional component that can come with overeating as well. So identify what that is for you and what situations trigger it. And then brainstorm, what can I do differently in those situations? So for example, teaching my fitness classes, if I know when I teach two classes back to back and it's around dinner time, I need to mentally prepare for that. I need to eat something before my workout so that I don't feel as ravenous by the time I get to dinner, if that makes sense. Tip number three, get rid of the clean plate club mentality. I was raised one of six children, and this was a non-negotiable. You ate what was on your plate, and then you could ask permission to leave the table. But before then, it was like, if you didn't finish your plate, you were considered ungrateful. You know, it was a waste of food, and that wasn't allowed. And so if you were raised that way, or if somewhere along your adult years, you've picked up that belief, recognize that that's a value, right? Like there's more tied to just throwing food away. Like you feel guilty, you feel ungrateful, and recognize now that you're an adult and you don't have somebody over you telling you how much you have to eat and putting these rules around you, right? Like that's the great thing about being an adult is that you get to rewrite your story. And so if you've subscribed to that mentality that I have to finish what's on my plate, ask yourself, what would be worse? Me throwing away some of this food, or me eating all this food because it's in front of me and then feeling uncomfortable, feeling guilty, and continuing this negative cycle and self-talk in my head? Which leads me to tip number four, mindful eating. Now, you may have heard of mindful eating before, but basically what mindful eating is bringing awareness using your senses to the food that's in front of you. So looking at the textures on your plate, looking at the different colors, smelling the different aromas that come with food, you know, tasting the food, whether that's flavors, whether that's temperature, you know, hearing what it sounds like when you consume the food. Are you somebody who grossly slurps their food, whether it's a soup like me, or you chomp really loud, like Is it crunchy? Is it smooth? Like experiencing the different mouthfeels just by simply doing those things or doing that little checklist on your hand causes you to slow down and get a lot more from your eating. I used to always say food is fuel and use food to fuel your body. But I started to kind of gravitate away from that belief or that wording because the reality is food is not just fuel. Like food is cultural. Food is an experience. Like food is something positive. Food makes us feel good physically, but also emotionally, and it tastes good. And I love the taste of food. So no, I don't just want to eat food to fuel me. Like I also want to enjoy food. You know, I enjoy the culinary arts and I love watching baking shows. Like there's so much more to it. And I think if we can just start to accept that and recognize that for what it is, you know, unless you're an athlete training at the Olympic level, I think even then there has to be some sort of enjoyment around food. Otherwise, we're kind of missing the point or a really big part of life. Which leads me to tip number 5 is ask yourself, am I satisfied? What is the difference between being full and being satisfied, right? So if you're eating just a bunch of rice cakes, yes, that might fill you up, but it's going to fill you up with something that's not really giving you much, right? It's kind of like air foods, right? It fills you up, or maybe if you drink a lot of water, that fills you up, but it doesn't really sustain you. And it's easy to overeat on, I hate to say the word fake foods, but you know what I mean? Like rice cakes, popcorn, like chips, like snacky type foods are easy to overeat. And so ask yourself, what would make this meal more satisfying? What would, you know, maybe I need a little bit more density to this meal. The first thing that comes to mind for me, we were just talking about soup, is, well, maybe if you paired a baguette, right? Like a little piece of a baguette with your soup, like, gosh, that would just make it taste so much better. Just add more oomph to the meal and it would give you a little bit more staying power of that food to sustain you a lot longer versus just eating to eat. Now, these were some pretty rapid fire tips and I hope you got all of them and in your notes and you're ready to pull them out the next time that you're feeling inclined to overeat. But keep in mind, this is the surface level. There is so much deeper that we can go in terms of overeating. And so I really invite you to join us over on the Facebook page. If you just search Fit Friends Tribe, that is a chance for us to connect with other like-minded women who are also looking to heal their relationship with food and exercise and body. And just last week we were sharing like skincare tips, like just random stuff that you would talk about with your girlfriend. That's what we're talking about over on the page. I will also be posting there more details about my small group coaching program. Basically, it's a taste. It's a step into intuitive eating. We're going to go through each of the principles of intuitive eating and just give you more tools in your toolbox to kind of decide, is this a path that I'm willing to take? Is it a path that feels right to me? And maybe you're not ready to do one-on-one counseling with a dietitian or myself, but you're curious. Like you're like, okay, I like the idea of being able to eat what I want and not feeling any guilt and stop measuring my success by the scale. Then I invite you to join us and at least learn a little bit more about it because I really created it because I found that more people need this, right? Like I really think that we can change the nutrition and fitness industry if we all just had a healthy relationship with food. So yeah, I won't get on my tangent because I told you I would keep this a brief, bright episode. But if you're interested, you're invited. There's enough room at the table. Come on over. We'll chat. But this group will be running. Let's see. You're getting this on Monday. So this will be the last week that it's open. And then I will not be opening enrollment again for, we'll call it the Reboot Bootcamp is what it's called. We'll not be opening it again until the summer. So as you know, if you've been listening, I'm getting married soon. So I plan to be present, enjoy the wedding, enjoy that season of being newlyweds. So not adding more to my plate until later this summer. So that's it for today's episode. As always, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for keeping Fit Friends Happy Hour in your rotation of podcasts. It means the world to me that you take the time to listen. But more importantly, I hope you implement today's lessons, because at the end of the day, that's what matters.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.